As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, won't you please? We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Friday, goodness, Friday, November the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, or at least news. Hard facts, yeah, we can find them from time to time. Workable solutions, well, that's a real headbanger there. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those unlimited with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, small town America here, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Appreciate that for all that they do every day. Our call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You can find all of our broadcasts carefully archived and indexed away for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals join the equities crew in the U.S. dollar index, repairing yesterday's losses. Right off goodwill, Agenda 21, international law, U.S. moves on Burma, watch your back, it's all in the news this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning, see what the damage was done. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Found gold trading up $4.80 after its desperately low close yesterday at $1,724.70. A troy ounce silver up 31 cents, crawling back up above 32 at $32.02. Platinum up $6 at $1,587 an ounce. Palladium off three yet at $605 even. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,715.30 for a low, $1,738.60 for a high, yet we're still above that $1,700 peg, and that's good news. But at $1,724.70, your gold is up year to year, $370.70 for a 27.39% return on your investment in gold. That beautiful arm, that beautiful precious noble metal. And your local banker can't touch that rate of return, by the way. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,730 a troy ounce, and it's been above and below that. The SPDR gold shares coming back, I guess 11 wasn't as frightening for them as I thought it would be. This morning, they show adding 12.1 metric tons to their electronic treasure chest, claiming this morning to have 1,289.46 metric tons of gold, valued at these spot prices at $72.2 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday really got knocked around, closed off at 135 at 11,771. So much for the 12,000 Dow, huh? We'll pick it all up with the NASDAQ and the S&P crude and so much more right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Friday, November the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live as we do every day right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Back into our market report for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we had a lot of flurry of activity in the marketplace yesterday. Many of you are probably paying attention to that. I certainly was. Wasn't able to follow through the evening. I had an important meeting. We're going to talk about that to go to, so I had to suspend my perusals of the markets relatively early in the afternoon yesterday. But again, this morning, gold is off quite a bit from yesterday, but it's up $4.80 from where it closed. Yesterday morning, we opened up at $1,744.90, off $17.30. This morning, we're opening up $4.80 at $1,724.70, but you can see quite a drop there from about the 1770s. We had a 1768 high yesterday. Yeah, yesterday we had a 1768 high to report. This morning we're opening up in the 1720 zone. So there you go. Very large drop yesterday. Silver this morning. Yesterday we were off 68 cents at 3302. This morning we're up 31 cents. Yet a buck, a full dollar below where we opened yesterday. They paired off a dollar. We're opening at 3202 this morning. Platinum at 1587 this morning, up $6. It was 1602 yesterday, off 15. So that's quite a drop there in just a 48-hour period. And in the palladium, off 3 this morning at $605 an ounce. We had $631 yesterday, off 17. So we can see almost a $45 drop there in palladium as well in a 24 or 48-hour period. So there's quite a lot of difference this morning. The lows and the highs of 17.15.30. For a low, 17.38.60. Yesterday, we had a low of 17.38.70 and 17.68.10. Quite a volume of change. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened up off 191 at 11,906. This morning, we're opening off an additional 135 at 11,771. So we can see 100 points right there, 130 points right there in 2 days off on the Dow. The NASDAQ yesterday opened up off 47 at 2640. This morning it opens up off another 52 at 2550 or 2588. The S&P yesterday opened off 21 at 1237. This morning it's off 21 as well at 1216. So all in all, things are going downhill rapidly. The crude oil this morning off a yesterday was off $1.51 and $1.08 this morning. It's up a dollar at $99.81. So it would have been about $98 if it hadn't had this bump up. And that would be $3 off of yesterday's opening. A lot of action happening. The U.S. dollar index this morning is at 77.54. Yesterday it was at 78.17. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. There's not a lot of change in these numbers, however, even though if you go up and look at the news, as we will, they'll claim that there's all kinds of success and rebound and great news in the marketplace, and they're just lying through their teeth, in my opinion. Anyway, foreign exchange rates this morning finds the Canadian loonie coming up, recovering some of the ground loss yesterday, up 59 basis points at 97 cents U.S. It was 97 yesterday. The Mexican peso up 64 basis points at 7 cents. And it was 7 cents yesterday. The euro up 98 basis points at $1.36. It was $1.35 yesterday. British pound up 45 basis points this morning. It was $1.58 yesterday and is also today. The Swiss franc up 108 basis points at $1.10 this morning. Yesterday, the Swiss franc opened at $1.09. The 2-year yield on the U.S. Treasuries is at 0.27, unchanged from yesterday. However, the benchmark 10-year yield moves down from 2.02% yesterday to 1.99% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 3.05% yesterday to 3.00. Not much moving there. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgage, moves down from 3.46% a month ago to 3.38% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.19% to 4.03% a year ago, or today. The gold to silver ratio this morning will be about 53.85 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. So, with all of that in the basket place, we can jump up and take a look at what little bit we have left in the economic calendar for the week. And let's do that right now. All right, here we go. Got it open for us. We're looking at almost nothing today. We've got leading indicators coming out, and Richard Fisher is going to speak. Yesterday, of course, we gave you the housing starts, the jobless claims, consumer comfort index, Philadelphia Fed, the e-commerce retails didn't come out. Let's take a peek at that because everybody's talking about how much activity is happening these days on the Internet that's supposedly damaging sales tax at your local level. And we'll follow those two articles right there. We'll pick them out and go. E-commerce, retail sales. I guess this would be your Amazon buying Berkey water filters on the Internet, etc. Third quarter e-commerce sales rose a quarterly 1.9%, following a revised 2.6% gain in the second quarter. The third quarter e-commerce estimate increased 13.7% from the third quarter of 2010, while total retail sales increased 8.2% in the same period. So a lot of people are looking to the Internet to buy their products, maybe some of the more expensive products, perhaps the very expensive products like gold and silver and things like that, and they're not shopping the mom and pops downtown. Natural gas in storage rose 19 billion cubic feet in the November week to 3,850 billion cubic feet, and they had an injection of 22 to 27 billion cubic feet expected. So with that as a background for the daily news, let's get into it. Romney, he's in the news this morning. We could just about pass on this very blasé presidential election campaign. The Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot again with their candidates. But Lisa Lera writing this one, Mitt Romney holds a commanding lead in the New Hampshire Republican presidential primary. Of course, you've got to hide all the polls to make that happen, but more than doubled the support for his nearest rival, Texas Congressman Ron Paul. You know, Ron Paul is in the top four now, leading candidates, and that's, you know, they've had to admit it finally. Romney, 64, is the preferred choice of 40% of likely New Hampshire primary voters. This is probably your political party acts, and that's the only people that they ask. In a Bloomberg News poll conducted November the 10th through the 12th, Paul places second at 17%, while former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is at 11, and all the other candidates are below 10%. So we can see the top tier here, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. As the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, Romney is also a familiar presence in the Granite State. He owns a vacation home on the edge of Lake Winnipesaukee. Yeah. And Camp Winnipesaukee. Where are you going? Well, we're going to go up to Winnipesaukee and spend the weekend going to do a little trout fishing. Well, that sounds great, Matt. Anyway, in the state during his first unsuccessful presidential bid in 2008. I've watched his career for years, close quote, said Lois Doey, a 61-year-old poll respondent who lives in the northern part of the state. You kind of have to gravitate towards those who you can be comfortable with. Well, get those kind of conversations out of any Republican committee member. Anyway, we'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, as the possibility of a Romney lead in New Hampshire looms on the horizon with Ron Paul a close second, this lady here, Doty, gives this reply again. She says she's watched Romney's career for years. She's 61 years old. You kind of have to gravitate towards who you can be comfortable with. As you'll find in the article, there's really nothing substantive here. You just don't have any volatility in these numbers. He's liked and widely liked, said Ann Seltzer, president of Des Moines, Iowa-based Seltzer and Company. So I guess it's the people you're familiar or comfortable with and the people that you like. It has nothing to do with the issues. Economic issues, however, the article continues, dominate. The dominance of economic issues in this race has also boosted Romney, a founder of Boston-based private equity firm Bain Capital, who made his business background a central focus of his campaign, and no doubt, if elected, he would make business a central focus of his administration, just like we've had for the last 50 years. More than 8 out of 10 New Hampshire voters said fiscal issues such as taxes, government, spending, and the economy will play an important role in their selection of a candidate. Only 13% named such social issues as gay marriage, abortion, and gun control as more important, although the media would like to have you focus on those political footballs. While ahead, Romney doesn't have the race locked up. The article continues, 66% of Romney backers say they could be persuaded to support another candidate, a fluidity in support that is true for other candidates as well. However, not for Ron Paul. Those numbers aren't surprising, given New Hampshire's history of delivering election night upsets. Watch out, Romney. Watch out. Anyway, that's the article, and that's enough of that. Italian bonds rise as the European Central Bank buys debt. That's the way to do it. Buy more debt. U.S. futures signal stocks to rebound. This is a rather interesting spin. You'll have to buckle in for this one. Stephen Kirkland writing this one for Bloomberg News. Italian and Spanish bonds rose as the European Central Bank bought the securities to stem the debt crisis. U.S. stocks futures gained, signaling the Standard & Poor's 500 index will rebound from a one-month low and the euro strengthened. Wow. Does that compare? How does that line up with the 20 indicators we report to you every single day? Plus everything we've heard and read off the Econoday website for years. Every day when the European Central Bank has come in and bought stressed debt, the euro has reacted favorably. The euro has reacted favorably every day. Every day. You got to just understand what's being said, please. Every day when the European Central Bank has come in and bought stressed debt. Around here, we call that the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. There's this psychology going on surrounding what the European Central Bank might do. And by the way, you know, the central bankers have been buying a lot of gold. There's this psychology going on surrounding what the European Central Bank might do, which is giving the euro some support. They just create it out of nothing, loan it into existence, and buy up all of your debt with debt. That's logical. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi said today government shouldn't lose any time in bolstering the region's rescue fund. That's right. Everybody's looking to bolster their region's rescue funds. European officials may start talks with the International Monetary Fund on a mechanism for the ECB to lend the IMF for sovereign bailouts in the region. Dow Jones Newswire reported, Europe is running out of options to fix its debt crisis, and it's now up to Italy and Greece to convince markets they can deliver austerity measures, the Finnish Prime Minister Jyrki Katainen said. Jyrki. Wow. Anyway, Italian 10-year note yield declined 18 basis points, narrowing the difference with the benchmark bund by 24 basis points. And it just goes on. And on, and on, a long article. Fund withdrawals, the MSCI Emerging Markets Index dropped 1.5%. The gauge has fallen 3.4% this week, the most since the 5 days ended September the 23rd. The Hang Seng China Enterprise Index sank 2.7% after new home prices fell last month in some Chinese cities, and a person with knowledge of the matter said the country's banking regulators have warned that lenders that some projects backed by local governments may run out of funds. Benchmark indexes fell more than 1% in Hungary, South Africa, South Korea, and Taiwan. Funds investing in developing nations withdrew $183 million in the week ended November the 16th. First outflows in 5 weeks, Citigroup Inc. said, citing data compiled by researchers at the EPFR Global. Of course, I don't know how many emails total sent me this link to an article. You can find it on the web at barnhart.biz, barnhart.biz. At least that's the URL that was posted when I got it. Very interesting article that's making its rounds. You can also find it up on Zero Hedge. But apparently, this lady, Ann Barnhart, has closed the doors on her brokerage. She's not going to be in the business anymore. But what's really important about the story, and I'm not going to read it, it's long, is the condemnation and the expose that she includes in the letter. We'll have to see how that impacts things going forward, as they say. But she says, the futures and the options markets are no longer viable. It is my recommendation that all customers withdraw from all of the markets as soon as possible so that they can have the best chance of protecting themselves and their equity. If you're still in dollar-denominated assets, you're doing so at your own risk. At your own risk. You might want to tend to your future a little bit more than your government is, because your government doesn't have anything good in mind. Here's another one. European banks face $270 billion goodwill hangover. A goodwill hangover for past acquisitions. We've talked about goodwill in the past. Not me. I'm good every day, but I'm talking about goodwill. We covered that when we studied Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, Economics, Accounting, Goodwill. Everybody thinks well of Walmart, right? Monsanto has built one whale of a name for itself, right? Goldman Sachs lives and thrives on their name, right? The United States has developed a really good name, haven't they? Well, you can put that on your balance sheet. You assign a fictitious number and you say, wow, if we can just put the UBS up above our doorway, if we could put the Red Shield right up above our doorway, why, people would just crowd in, do business with us. Goodwill has value in business. Anything that would tarnish the goodwill, the full faith and credit of the Federal Reserve banking system, might want to be written off your assets these days. Get it off your balance sheet, and that's what's happening. European banks may have to write down some of the $270 billion worth of goodwill from their purchases in the run-up to the financial crisis before they can sell assets or new stock to bolster capital. So they inflate the value of the companies that they're buying by throwing in some specious amount, credit it to goodwill. And yet, when you go to sell those toxic assets today, you're going to have to write off the amount that you inflated the price for goodwill. UniCredit S.p.A., Italy's biggest lender, this week opted to take an $8.7 billion impairment charge. That's €8.7 billion. That's 10 billion U.S. impairment charge following a series of acquisitions at home and in Eastern Europe. Other European banks are yet to follow. Analysts said Credit Agricole, Banco Santander, and Intesa Sanpaolo S.A. are among the European banks with the most goodwill remaining on their balance sheets, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Banks that paid a premium for businesses when the outlook was better will need to reassess the goodwill on their balance sheets. How much goodwill does GE have today? How about Chrysler? Or Daimler, we should say, maybe. General Motors? How about AIG? Travelers Insurance? Previous acquisitions which are exposed to peripheral Europe are most vulnerable to impairments. It's time to come clean, folks. The bankers are in trouble.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And continuing along a little bit further here with this story about the waxing the goodwill off of the balance sheets. Anyway, continuing, it says a big paper loss never looks good, but it's often part and parcel of a change in a strategic direction or making disposals in the current environment. I expect this is Kinner Lakhani, a bank analyst at Citigroup in London. I expect to see more write-downs driven by a combination of the accounting rules and commercial necessity. Here's a little bit of a definition for you. Goodwill is an accounting convention that represents the amount paid for an acquisition over and above its book value. Under the accounting rules, European banks use the International Financial Reporting Standards. Companies have to write down goodwill on their balance sheets if the underlying assets have permanently deteriorated in value. All right? That old goodwill ain't so good anymore. A place to get rid of your tennis shoes and things like that, I suppose. Berry County voters, of course, rejected a sales tax increase. Front page news here in small town America. Had a meeting last night. The Ozark Property Rights Congress had a very good turnout for many counties in the state. Certainly thank all those that traveled to the meeting place to be there. Had the opportunity of visiting with and talking to and asking questions and getting answers directly from our presiding commissioner, Cherry Warren, county treasurer, Lois Lowe, and also our county clerk, or the clerk of the county commission, Gary Youngblood. He's also the election authority And so we went through and were able to ask a considerable number of questions of them, and they gave answers, some of them pretty good answers, some of them okay answers, and some of them I'm still investigating. But anyway, what's really important about this is we had two questions on the ballot. One was for an increase in funding taxes to fund the prosecuting attorney's office. They have a full a docket, if you will. It's always the same in government, overworked, underpaid, and understaffed, and so they always want more employees. They want more money in their budget, and they're, you know, basically it's like a dogma, kind of a doctrinal thing. And then, of course, we had the sheriff's department, and, of course, as often is the case, they were overworked, underpaid, and understaffed, and so they wanted more money on the tax take, too. Of course, when you look at it individually, you know, it's a small amount. You increase the sales tax on the goods and services inside the county, and it's a small amount. You know, you hardly even notice it when you're writing out your check. But this is the same sort of a thing that, you know, made a very, very wealthy man out of the Mixmaster salesman that created McDonald's. Remember, you know, Ray Kroc? His idea was not to make a lot of profit on every hamburger sale, but his idea was to sell millions and millions, and that millions and millions, just making a few pennies on every one, was the way that he was able to translate into that into an international or transnational corporation where billions and billions have eaten those toxic pills that give you the almost instantaneous Mac attack. All right? Deforesting South America, trying to raise enough beef to be able to satisfy the real meal deals, I guess, or whatever they call them. I don't eat there. I ate once about in the 1960s, and the Mac attack was almost instantaneous, and I've never gone back inside their doors. I don't know quite what they put in the food. But nevertheless, locally, what it really does is it just boils down to, you know, a loss of tax revenue. Of course, they're not alone in that. They've also got the hanky-wringers over at the 911 bunker. You know, they want more, too. Same problem, you know, overworked, underpaid, understaffed, underfunded. And that's, you know, going to be going forward. Fortunately, however, I think Barry County, the county commission, is going to have to look for revenue from other sources, and maybe we'll be able to continue the dialogue. On the unfortunate side of things, even though the Barry County voters rejected the sales tax increases, apparently the enhanced 911 system, you know, that's FEMA. We talk about that a lot here on this broadcast. We understand it better than most. But the enhanced 911 system just decides that they don't know, they don't understand the word no. They haven't had enough trips behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony, you know, to open a can of whoop-ass on them to help them to understand that when the people say no, that was what they meant. So they're going to turn right back around, and they want to get this back on the ballot again in February. It's just one of the problems when you're dealing with government and government agencies, and especially these semi-unelected boards and councils, taxing entities, enhanced 911 in bed as they are with FEMA and SEMA and the rest of the state, and the planning commissions, and so on and so forth. But this is one of the problems that we have to deal with. We've got to have a very deep well, and we've got our little primer. We've talked about it before. You pour your primer into the well, and you got a long-handled pump, and you start pumping on it, and you never stop. You can never stop pumping on that handle until you got the clean, pure, powerful, positive water flowing out. Because if you ever stop, then the government just takes over, all right? So apparently, these misbehaviors are going to so disrespect the voters of this county who just told them no, that they're going to come back and say please again once more at the next election. So for those of us that live in this area, we'll have to redouble our efforts, take more of our time out of our lives, spend even more of our own hard-earned money, and defeat them at the polls once again, which I certainly hope that we will. Of course, they're complaining that they desperately need funding to continue this 9/11 service, which I consider to be nothing more than a piss hole in the snow. It's just peeing more money down the drain for nothing. All right? That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Nevertheless, we have opened a dialogue. So we talked a little bit about coordination. We've talked about this idea of defending rural America, the idea of basically becoming vocal local right where we are. Sometimes you can go to their meetings. Sometimes you can invite them to come to your meetings. But ultimately, if you'll just take a seat at the table and go mano a mano and face to face with the decision makers and or become those decision makers, then we don't have to stand around out on the sidewalk with bullhorns jammed into an orifice, placards and signs, marching up and down like a bunch of tin soldiers. All right? You need to get yourself down to wherever the decisions are being made, and at that level, begin to work. That way, we can start to work on the diseases that beset us and quit being troubled all the time by victims and symptoms. Well, a little bit more here. The usurper is going to send Clinton to Myanmar. Of course, we know that used to be Burma. After regime shows flickers of progress. So the very moment these poor people show a flicker of progress, in comes Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's right. Margaret Taleb and Daniel Ten Kate. I guess we're going to have some more illegal aliens flooding in our southern border now as the people from Myanmar leave their area because, oh my God, here comes the U.S. Myanmar's political opening dispatching Hillary Clinton next month on a first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State to the country in more than 50 years. Of course, this is Indonesia, and that is the usurper's home stomping ground. Speaking at a summit of Asian leaders in Bali, Indonesia, the usurper, also known as Barry Satoru, also known as the president, said Myanmar's political reforms mean the country can, quote, forge a new relationship with the U.S. He also said, quote, more needs to be done on human rights issues. So we've opened up another pipeline, and you can imagine that we'll have another giant sucking sound. This time it'll be heading towards Bali as we go deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. The Myanmar President Thein Sein has released political prisoners, legalized unions, and stopped censoring media outlets like the BBC. Wow. Censoring BBC? The Reuters? That's pretty bold, huh? Anyway, opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party voted today to rejoin the political process and stand in by elections likely to be held next month. What a by-election is, I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out. Quote, after years of darkness, we've seen flickers of progress in these last several weeks, the usurper said. A flicker of progress in the last several weeks. You have 2-3 weeks, and then you're going to make some kind of a decisional change. We see 1 or 2 days of an uptick in the market, and everybody says the recession's over. It's time to go back to work, right? Wow. In this part of the world, we have examples of countries that did finally get on a democratic path after authoritarian regimes and military dictatorships, Clinton said today on CNN. Of course, you can go up, listen to the interview that Michael Vail did recently with Gene Sharp, From Dictatorship to Democracy, and get a feel for how these spontaneous revolutions are coming into existence. Here's a quote. So we're hoping, most certainly for the people of Burma, that this is real. We're hoping this is real. If it is, the U.S. will support and encourage it. That's a bad sign for the people over there. That's a bad sign for sure. The Super Committee impasse, seen by a block of Democrats, is a weapon and a tax cut war. Of course, we know better than to call it a super committee. It's the Joint Select Committee of Deficit Reduction, but they're stuck on these memes. Stephen Sloan, Kathleen Hunter, writing this for Bloomberg, a block of congressional delegates, is viewing the potential impasse of the super committee as a chance to revive fights over ending the George W. Bush era tax cuts and making deep reductions in entitlement spending. Isn't that what got us to create this committee in the first place?
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
So get back to this article and closing out the news basket a little bit here with this super committee impasse seen by a block of Democrats as a weapon in the tax cut war. Off the Bloomberg website, again, we go to the Bloomberg website for lots of reasons. One of the reasons is for articles like these. These lawmakers said they're worried about proposals that have been discussed in the deficit reduction super committee, such as lowering the top tax rate to 28% from 35% or cutting spending by $876 billion. If the panel remains deadlocked past its November the 23rd deadline, at least $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts would take effect in 2013 and would be split between defense and domestic discretionary programs. It was this deadlock that got us to the super committee in the first place, as I mentioned in the previous segment. And they're still doing the same thing, and the same thing, and the same thing. The part of the primary problem here is this established two-party political system. It's enshrined in law, and it keeps us speciously arguing over stupid issues, this left-right divide, conservatives versus, progressives or liberal. As if anyone could even define those terms today after 12, 14, 16, 18 years of exposure to the modern educational system, if you want to give it the credit and call it education, not just propaganda. Well, these two parties just continue to go out and generate all of this support. You got the Romney people out there, and then you got the bomber and the usurper people out there, whatever. And it just goes on and on and on. Election cycle after election cycle after election cycle. So firmly entrenched in the social memory of Americans that they've raised it up. Haven't you ever heard the phrase before? What is your political faith? Well, excuse me. I don't have faith in political parties. We need to understand who we are, and we need to understand whose we are, and we need to get seriously busy to bring this to an end. The abolition of the established two-party political system would be probably the most powerful restorative effort that the people of this country could effect. If we could do it in this decade, it would be a blessing. Perhaps then we could sit down and discuss the issues, and we could just jettison all of this party bickering back and forth and posturing and pontificating. Make it exceedingly difficult for big business and agribiz and big pharma and all the rest of them in the military-industrial complex. Make it exceedingly difficult for them to prevail with their lobbying efforts. Outlaw them. Get them off the hill. Get them out of the legislative process entirely. We need to go through all of these offices and get rid of all of these intergenerational staffers that just seem to lay in the background there like the man behind the Pharaoh, Joseph, the Joseph principle. We talked about that before. They just lay back in there generation after generation running the government from behind the curtain, writing legislation, getting the corporate lawyers to write and draft legislation, convincing these new and old and returning hacks that this is the good thing, this is what your constituents want. We need to get that revolving door spinning more rapidly and start booting them out every 2 and 4 years. Why would anyone want to be a politician for a career? And why would we want to encourage that in anybody? This idea of working at the same agency for your entire life, you know? Well, I worked for the Department of whatever for 20 years, and I retired. Well, 20 years gets you what? Gets you a job, retirement program, health care. But ultimately, does it do the country any good? My question to you, you're welcome to call in, 866-841-1065. Set me straight if you think I'm wrong. Then it continues. And put all these guys in the door, in a room someplace and close the door, I guess. This is what they have in mind. Sequestration is not the worst thing that could happen, said Representative Keith Ellison, a Minnesota Democrat and co-chairman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Wow. We have a Congressional Progressive Caucus. The Republican Libertarian Caucus. We got the Black Caucus, the Jew Caucus, the Mormon Caucus, the Jehovah's Witness Caucus. We got more caucuses than we know what to do with. Where's the American Caucus in all of this? Getting a deal where there's minimal revenue and all cuts on ordinary people, I'd rather see sequestration than that. Getting a deal. Haven't we heard enough about these deals? Let's get a deal. We're going to get a deal. We want a new deal. The article just goes on, pass to passage. Even if the super committee agrees to legislative language that would reduce the deficit by $1.5 trillion over 10 years, you do the math. The position of these lawmakers reflects the challenge leaders face shepherding a deal through Congress, getting that deal through. Both chambers must pass legislation by December the 23rd to avoid the cuts. Democratic votes will be needed because many Republicans, especially in the House of Representatives, have signaled they won't support an agreement that includes tax increases or lacks big cuts to entitlement programs. Wouldn't both sides of the aisle want to discuss this openly? Or are they just going to get stuck in their party platforms to our own hurt? Republicans and Democrats on the Super Committee yesterday called on each other to make the first move towards compromise. Compromise. Never compromise your principles for relationship. But that's what they're going to do. Compromise. Collaborate. Communicate. Coordinate. Right? The Super Committee's Democratic co-chairman, Senator Patty Murray of Washington, told reporters Democrats are willing to accept a proposal from the Republicans if they agree to additional tax increases. Republicans have to resolve the differences on their side on revenue, and that's what we're waiting for. Left, right, Republican, Democrat. Established two-party political system. That's what we got going here. Isn't it time for these parties to go bye-bye? Have you taken a look at the idea that I laid out earlier? You can find it all in the archives. about getting involved in your local voting precinct? If nothing else, there was at least a window of opportunity here on this very desirable outcome election on these two questions to increase the sales tax, to continue funding the prosecuting, add more money to the prosecuting attorney's office, add more money to the sheriff, and add more money for the enhanced 911 system. Lots of incentive there. We have the electronic voting devices here, totally unconstitutional in Missouri, but our county clerk seems to want to use them, and so he does. We already have paper ballots. We use little pencils. We could go ahead and get rid of those electronic counting machines. We only had a couple hundred votes cast in several of the precincts. Bring in the high schoolers, provide some pizzas and sodas, and have them all bring a calculator. If they get the right number four times in a row, why, send them out to, you know, Pizza Hut or someplace, Godfather's Pizza, let them have pizza or something, whatever. But we don't do that. We don't post the results of the elections on the door like we used to on the voting polls. But this is a place where we can get busy. We need to get busy right now. We need to get busy working in our voting precinct areas. We need more people that are ready to do poll watching and exit polling as we go through this next election cycle. This could very well be one of the, you know, if not the most, the very most important election cycle of all. We either make this change now, folks. If we get another 4 years of the usurper, God help us all. If we continue to do nothing, then all we can expect is more of the same, more of the same, more of the same. There's a sea change out there. We say it all the time. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. You know, people right now, they don't want anything to do with the political system. And yet, every day on the radio, more symptoms, more victims, more stories, more experts to say, more people that wrote a book, and we just continue to regurgitate one symptom after the next, one victim story after the next. Some of the victims have gotten, you know, national and international status. But we still haven't gone after the disease. We haven't eradicated the disease. Do we want to continue for the rest of our lives doing talk radio broadcasts, talking about the symptoms and the victims? Or shall we just go ahead and cure the disease so that we can all go back to doing something more meaningful and productive with our lives? I hate to chastise, but really, after all these years, you know, now Myanmar, now a new military base in Australia, reported on that yesterday, and will it be one base or will it be many? They're going to start out with 250 servicemen down there and then they're going to expand it up to 2,500. How long will it be before there'll be 25,000 stationed in Australia? Everybody will put their hat in the ring for duty down there. I'll go out and feed the great sharks while they try and learn how to body surf or something, you know. Anyway, hour number two, straight ahead. Lots more on the plate.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux.
TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, November the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. First hour, went through a variety of news articles, going to do one more, and then we're going to go into something better than that. But, you know, really, it's I'm just going to continue to make the appeal. We're moving into this 2012 cycle. We're hearing about New Hampshire. Then we're going to hear about Iowa. Then it's just going to keep right on rolling. There are changes in the election systems here in the state of Missouri, talking about caucuses, and then we're talking about convention and how important it is for all of that. We need to understand this system, and then we need to engage within it. You know, politics and government is a participatory adventure, right? You can't have a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government if we don't engage within it. If we don't engage within it, we're guaranteed to have nothing but the same and worse going forward, to use their terminology. Right? So it's a conscious decision. You're either mad enough, or you're either mad as hell and you're not taking it anymore, or you're just BSing yourself and everybody that you talk to with all your bluster. Are you willing to put your money behind your mouth? Are you willing to put your feet under your butt and actually get out and make a difference? Are we going to be that change that we were looking for from Gandhi or not? Well, I've only been asking people this question for, 12 years? It's amazing, you know? And you can't do just one voting precinct to make a big difference. You're not. You need to work with others. You need to look at the whole county structure. Go to your election laws. Go up on the Secretary of State's website and look at the system of government that we have in this country. The local voting precinct is the fundamental building block upon which this entire constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government stands. You're never going to get that taught to you in school. But it's the simplest thing in the whole world if you'll just look at it. If you look at how many people actually are county committee men and county committee women and all of the 3,066 plus or minus counties that we have, about 177,000 local voting precincts, and start doing the math and run just simple deliberative assembly majorities, you'll start to realize that we're not waiting for millions and millions. We don't need the hundreds monkey. We just need a few or more of our monkeys to stand up. Of course, I don't consider any of you to be monkeys, all right? I don't describe that humans and other animals nonsense. We're created. This isn't some Darwinian cesspool experiment. But I guess it's going to devolve into that. If we continue to allow the Department of Education to run our schools and all the textbook publicists to continue to poison the minds of our children, our sons and daughters. And here's a little bit more insanity to close out the news basket out of the chat room. The feds may ban farmers from hiring kids. Of course, we spoke briefly last evening at our Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting in Berry County chapter here in Missouri about the ongoing assault that would require anybody and everybody that's driving farm tractors, combines, hay rakes, mowing machines, hauling the hay, hauling the cattle to and from the stock market, stockyards, sale barn, whatever you want to call it, to have commercial driver's licenses. CDLs. Now, I tell you what, I know people around here that prop their sons and daughters up behind the wheel of a tractor when they're big enough to peer over the nose of that tractor. They learn how to drive tractors around here early on, and they do real well pulling a hay rake. They can drive a tractor and turn it on a dime. They know what they're doing when they're young'uns. Why? Because they grow up on a farm, they live on the farm, they work on the farm. Well, guess what? CDLs or otherwise, that might be changing, and I'll share the article right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So this ought to just really set your mood up for the weekend. Maybe you could get active and do something locally for a change. This article by, published on Monday. Don't see where it comes to us. It comes from the Havre Daily News. News you can use is what they claim here. Havre, I don't know who the Havre News is. But anyway, Tim Leeds writing this one. Montana's federal lawmaker said last week, they're pleased, and this is an October 31st, 2011 article, older news. Montana's federal lawmakers said last week they're pleased that the U.S. Department of Labor has extended a comment period on some proposals that could have unintended consequences on family farms and ranches. And remember, folks, no ranchers, no farmers, no food. Anything that impacts food is your issue. Anything that impacts water is your issue. The Department of Labor originally had set a November 1st deadline for comments on the first major revision on child labor laws in agricultural operations in 40 years. Last week, officials extended that deadline to December 1. Now, that tells you this is administrative law. Deadline for comments, all right? Federal Register. Everything that you can learn that you want to learn about it, you can go to justbelli.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. Get in touch with Ralph Winteraud and ask him all the questions you want about administrative law. He seems to know it fairly well. Montana's U.S. Senators Max Baucus and John Tester, both Democrats, and U.S. Representative Denny Rehberg, a Republican, had called on Labor Secretary Hilda Soil. No, that's not Soils, Will. It's Solis, the son, Hilda Solis, to extend the comment period. The revision would exclude younger children or children younger than 16 from being hired to perform many common tasks on farms and ranches. Children younger than 16 and children younger than 18 from some. The proposed regulations would still allow children to work on their own family farms. All right? When you're making hay, y'all come. When you're bucking hay, y'all come. And y'all start working on a farm when you're knee-high to an ant. And before you're knee-high to an ant, you're riding around in Grandpa or Papa's lap on the tractor. And or going and collecting eggs or chores or doing whatever. And when you go over to Grandma, you do the same thing over there. And when somebody goes on vacation, you sit in for them. But apparently, the proposed regulations would still allow children to work on their own family farms. So there's a little bit of sunlight in the article. I'm pleased the Labor Department has extended a public comment period, and I hope Montana family farmers will get involved and share their comments. Somebody 16 years of age might be saving up some money, trying to gain some money, so that he can buy his first tractor, his first pickup truck, or as they say around here, a pick-em-up truck. And so he'll go out and buck hay for somebody else. You mean to tell me that younger is not going to be able to go out and work on somebody else's farm? He's not going to be able to go out and cut firewood off somebody else's farm? Where do you think jobs come from in the country? A growing tree or something? You think you can go into a small town, you know? I'll tell you what, mom and pop grocery stores and stuff like that, they don't have many jobs to offer. People in the country have to work, and they work on the land. That's where the real wealth comes from. It drives the whole country. Instead of pleading and begging with the local officials to give them a skateboard park, they get seriously busy and they go do something. Work on a dairy. Pull the teat on a cow. Anybody ever says a cow's give milk, never try to. No way. They don't give it. You got to take every drop. Anyway, the proposed regulations include prohibiting any children running younger than 18 from working and storing, transporting, or marketing of crops, including in grain elevators, grain bins, silos, feedlots, stockyards, livestock exchanges, livestock auctions, and no one younger than 16 in any action causing pain to an animal such as branding, castration, or vaccination. Well, how about wringing the daggum chicken's neck? How do you think you get chicken soup? How do you think you get bacon in a pan? Where do you think steaks come from? Plastic wrappers? No one younger than 16 in any action causing pain to an animal such as branding, castration, or vaccination. Unbelievable. That's what you get when you let city people rule over the country people. It'll prohibit younger children than 18, you should use sons and daughters, than 18 from using electronic devices, including cell phones, while operating machinery, and would limit the ability of young children younger than 16 from using most power-driven equipment. That's right. Wouldn't be able to ride the farm tractor. They wouldn't be able to ride the lawn tractor either. How about using the lawn mower? How about running the weed eater for dad? Hello. Sean Rizman, who farms north of Havre with his wife, Stacy, and their three sons, Cade, 16, Nate, 14, and Mason, 9, said operating the farm without the children would be very difficult. Of course, now we're crossing over the line here because the proposed regulations would still allow children to work on the farm, so they're throwing in an emotion appeal here that may not apply, but I'll give it to you anyway because there's a lot of truth to what's being said, but just let's condition that, all right? they're our main helpers, and they love to do it. It would make it tough. Sean Risman said they enjoy doing it, and having that extra help on the farm helps. Of course, this piece of legislation wouldn't keep the Rismans there from having their children, their sons and daughters, working on their own farms. But it does prohibit them from going to the neighbor's farm. You know, when your chores are done in one place, you can always step across the fence line, go earn a little bit working with your neighbor. That's part of the barter system as well. They, like lawmakers, fear that the rule would eventually ban their own children from farm work, and we know how that goes. Once you get the nose of the camel under the tent, it just grows and grows. Once you allow enhanced 911 to come into your county, their budget just grows and grows. They need millions and millions more. They'll never be satisfied. We're experiencing that here. Oh, they've worked so hard. Oh, they save lives every day. Well, I would ask you to please provide a list, Mr. Horner. I'd like to have a list of all the lives that were saved every day in rural Barry County by the enhanced 911 system. If you're saving lives, that's plural. That means I need to see a list that's got at least 700 names of all the lives you've saved in the last year for all the money that's being spent on enhanced 911 in this very rural county in southwest Missouri. Like Pinocchio. Got to have asked Geppetto to send out the woodcutters to lop the cordwood off the end of their growing proboscis on Pinocchio's nose. Jester and Rayburg, who are facing off in the 2012 Senate election, both said timing of this November the 1st deadline made it difficult for farmers and ranchers to make comments. Government works best when decisions are based on good information, so I'm glad the federal government is giving family farmers an opportunity to have a real say in the operation of their farms. Hands-on farming helps teenagers get real work experience to build a strong work ethic. How many people even know that they can comment on this issue? How many of the family farmers that are out there all across America are actually on internet-connected computers, and how many aren't? What are we going to do with all the Amish people that wouldn't touch a computer with a stick? They live this way. This is their lifestyle. Not to mention Mennonites and others. Just your regular Joe Blow Methodists and Baptists live this way too. But would they know to go into the Federal Register and follow and check up on the comment period? Are they following the agencies as they continue to erode one right and one liberty and one freedom day by day by day by day?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So, you know, once again, back a little bit more on this issue, and we'll go to our callers. You're welcome to call in if you like, 866-841-1065. I got a bunch of stuff we could go into, but we could talk together if you like, and I certainly do like that, too. But anyway, this is back into this article just a bit further here. Government works best. Government works best when decisions are based on good information. This is a quote. So I'm glad that the federal government is giving family farmers an opportunity to have a real say in the operation of their farm, this fellow tester said. In a release after the decision, hands-on farming helps teenagers get real work experience to build strong work ethic. It also builds a pretty strong moral ethic, too. It also gives them a real solid understanding of grounding in reason and real world, right? Not in the cyberspace, so to speak. They can still do cyberspace later after the chores are done. Papa will let them do it. But there's plenty to do on a farm. It's just like from morning until night, work goes on. Tester, a third-generation farmer from Big Sandy, said farmers must get the chance to make sure the rules keep kids safe while not doing going too far and limiting farm production. Well, kids safe. You know, it's Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, promoting the culture of safety. Not only would this regulation, as currently drafted, have far-reaching effects on youth agricultural education programs, farms, ranches, and other agricultural business, it could greatly impact the structure of family farms in rural communities. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Let's go out to the rural America. I need a little bit of a sanity break here. I want to talk to Dave in Montana. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Will. Hey, I think schools should be small farms. You could integrate education with farm work really good with math and science, everything, and they could feed themselves. It would feed us, solve the school lunch problems. I think, and you would have food available cheap to the community. It would be great ideas that if schools were farms, I think.
Absolutely. You think about it, how many young people today are all strung out on these drugs and stuff like that. You know, you get out there and you get a good day's work and you're not going to be stressed out at the end of the day.
That's another thing. The kids need a physical outlet. You could get them, you know, work in the dirt and everything. And talking about school, last summer, I got a couple of stories about how screwed up the system is. My kid cuts school. I work nights. I get a call, wakes me up. It's the principal. The principal says, hey, your son was seen leaving the campus. I said, what? Why didn't you tell him, hey, get back over here? He goes, he says they could walk off for the lunch or whatever. So I know his buddy that he hangs out with. So I give the buddy's cell phone call. Boom, the kid answers. My kid answers. I said, where the heck are you? Stay right there. I come and get him. I bring him back to school. And they're giving me a hard time, like laughing and thinking it's just a joke cut in school. So they get out the car and they laugh a little. So kind of pisses me off. I get jumped out of the car, and I start yelling and screaming at them, hey, go to school. And then I start yelling at all the kids, don't cut school, go to school. Then this guy grabs me from behind. I turn around, and he goes, who are you? And I go, who are you? I said, these kids are walking off. And he was the principal, the guy that called me. I didn't know. It was like my kid was the freshman. I didn't know the principal. So I'm yelling at the principal. He's the one that called me that my kid cut school. I bring him back. And so now he's saying I'm traumatizing the kids for yelling at him.
Man, you gotta get that young guy out of school. I mean, to tell you the public.
then I get a call from the cop, and the cop says, "I understand, Mr. Riotto, you were upset, but you can't yell at the kids." Blah 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 blah. I said, "All right." So this year I go to pay the lunch school money, right? And the lady says to me, here, fill these papers out and you could have cheaper lunch. I said, no. I said, I don't want to go. That's all a scam, tax stuff. I'm going to pay for my kids' lunch. I could pay for my... She got mad at me. She wants me to fill out the papers because I'm poor enough to get the thing so that the school can make money.
That's what it is.
So they're like, yeah, it's crazy. And I'm saying, well... She's forcing me to like take advantage of the system and they get the money and stuff. You know, it's crazy.
It's the override they want, Dave. It's the override.
Yeah,
and if they can show that they have all of the children at a certain percentage on the school lunch program, man, I get the money just starts to flow in like a water hose. You know?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then another thing. The place I work for got a new owner. He's gonna rip down the building and build a new building. He wants the same crew in there, so he wanted us to go on unemployment. But it's cheaper for him to pay us than us to go on unemployment. That's how screwed up our unemployment is, because his premium will go up if all of us go on unemployment.
Yeah.
So the whole system is out to screw the owner, the operators, the employers. And then these are the guys that ain't showing up at the Occupy, the Wall Street, you know, the business owners. These are the ones getting
they're getting the shaft, and they're not, and they got their mouths locked closed, you know.
They're the missing player in this whole game, man, and they're the ones. But then it tells you, maybe half of them work for the government. Maybe more than half of them like the system because they're on the greed train and everything like
that. Well, they belong to these various clubs, Dave. They're in the Chamber of Commerce, a lot of them. Some of them are in the Kiwanis, some are in the Elks and the Rotary and all of that stuff. And rather than holding their ground and standing up and saying, hey, look, you are shafting the businesses in this town with this deal, you're going to have to stop, they stand in the background. They want to be friends with the parties. They want to be friends with all of these various agencies. And some of them, and quite a few of them, and I like to say, you know, I don't know this numbers to be right or not, but I'll just use it. Somewhere between 7 out of every 10 people in America derive all or a portion of their income directly from government sources. If you look into our own backgrounds, you know, here's a guy, he's a farmer, but his wife, she's working down at the courthouse as a clerk, you know. You look into people's families and look deeply, and you'll find it almost everywhere. Just about every family has one or more.
They're chained down by the government's fat or whatever.
And then
we look at what's going on in the world, right? And nobody's talking about, we're under the War Act. It doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, right, left. The warmongers are in charge. The Constitution is out the window. All the rules, all the laws don't matter. We're under an Emergency War Act since like 1933. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Or 1865.
All these warmongers come back from war. They get elected, and they keep the war machine going. They keep the war emergency where the world is going to blow up any minute. Ever since the Cuban Missile Crisis, they had us going underneath things, and they come up with a new thing that's going to blow up or kill the world every day. I say, tell these Oh, man, I want to say so many bad words. But tell these guys we need to kill the Patriot Act. We need to get off this Emergency War Act because it's a bunch of BS and the dang military industrial complex and all of that. All of these guys are all come home from the wars and then they buy into this thing and they keep it going.
Well, if they can't have a war in the Near East, and if they can't have a war in Africa, and if they can't have a war with Libya, well, then what they do, Dave, as you're well aware, they just continually bring on these weather events and then they have declarations of emergency. So we're always under a state of emergency. Everything is an emergency. It's a whole game, and you understand it. I understand it. Our listeners get it. But now we got to get it out to more people. But I thank you for your call. You're absolutely right,
brother. All right, Will. Thank you for letting me vent.
Always. Call in anytime, buddy. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so I've just pasted the article link once again into the chat room for our chatters and anybody that's out there that's listening on an internet-connected computer. If you want to jump up to the chat room, becomevocallocal.com. I just posted the link from this article because down at the bottom of this article is a good one. It ends with a solution. I mean, we can pee and moan and cry and complain and wring our hankies from now until the cows come in. But if we don't actually do something, then we don't seem to move forward. All right? And we need to move forward. And we need to move forward briskly. But anyway, people may submit comments identified by R R-I-N, get your pencils out, I'll repeat this, R-I-N 1235-AA06. All right? I'll give it to you again in a moment. And you can do that through the federal e-rulemaking portal at www.regulations.gov. That's easy to remember, right? Regulations.gov. Just think of government, think of regulations, and you got the URL. It's regulations.gov. And then follow the instructions. And again, the identifier number, get your pencils ready. All right, here it comes, slowly, in capitals, R-I-N, like Rinny Tin Tin, like tin with an R, R-I-N, 1235-AA06, R-I-N, 1235-AA06, and fill these misbehaviors with a little bit of your mind regarding restricting the right of young people to work on their farms and off their farms at any time that they desire to do so in whatever vocation they choose to pursue. Hard times, we need to look at all possible ways of being able to keep ourselves going. Now, yesterday, I started out a discussion on the sustainable second century UC Davis. There's an excellent video presentation that I'm watching. It's rather long. A bunch of lawyers talking about CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act. And I'm going to continue on that. Of course, next week on Wednesday, we'll have another guest. More people whose oxes have gotten gored along this Klamath River process. I hope you'll encourage other people and yourselves to tune in on Wednesday next week. And we'll continue this for some time. There's still a lot of people to talk about or talk to out there that understand things. And they're becoming vocal local. They're doing their homework. You know, Rex Cozzilio did such a great presentation. I didn't even want to interrupt him as he was going through it. But last evening at Ozark Property Rights Congress, where we had virtually standing room only at our meeting in a library and conference room, that's a lot of people, grilling the county commissioner, presiding commissioner, Jerry Warren, Lois Lowe, county treasurer, and the county clerk, the election authority, Gary Youngblood, as to their performance, really, on this particular piece of this question about increasing the sales taxes here in the county. Yeah, the county's short on money. We're all short on money. Increasing taxes isn't the way to go. We need to look at other solutions, and we're looking at that. We've opened that dialogue, and hopefully we'll continue it. Maybe we'll have good, honest elections in the next couple of election cycles. Maybe as more and more people find out that we need to do election poll watching, we need more poll watchers, we need new election judges, we need more county committee men and county committee women who haven't been entrenched in these political parties with all their special interests for decades and decades and decades. Right? Room for us to be involved. Sustainable second century. Before I go there, at the meeting last evening, had the opportunity of talking to somebody locally who has discovered the patent process, raised a patent on his land, and has a loyal property ownership now. He's become basically a sovereign, a king on his own land. What is all that about? Well, let's go back and just visit quickly from the storm over rangelands, Wade Hage, the private rights and federal lands, where I shared this with you before. It's worth a repeat. But it is the doctrine of estates that has seeped into the deepest cellars of American law from the feudal past. The simplest statement of the doctrine is to be found in the 16th century Walsingham case in 1578. Quote, "The land itself is one thing, and the estate in land is another thing. For an estate in the land is a time in the land, or land for a time. And there are diversities of estates, which are no more than diversities of time. For he who hath a fee simple in the land has a time in the land without end, or land for a time without end. And he who has land in tail has a time in land, or the land for a time, as long as he has issue," that would be children, "of his body. And he who has an estate in land for life has no time in it longer than his own life. And so, of one who has an estate in land for the life of another, or for years." Well, that was a principle for a very long time, Walsingham's case. Fee simple, continues, is roughly ownership, and the estate for years is the familiar lease. However, fee simple, quote, a freehold estate, absolute and unqualified, the highest and most ample estate known to the law, out of which all others are taken or carved, close quote, as Cochrane's law lexicon puts it, was originally not ownership, absolute and unqualified, close quote. We've just seen that fee means basically a conditional reward. Property cannot at the same time be both absolute and conditional. So we must look elsewhere in the feudal law for absolute property ownership. That lofty status in feudal terminology was called the allod. The allod. A-L-O-D. The old Germanic term allod is etymologically related to feod. Od meaning property, fee meaning a fee or conditional reward, and all meaning all. Thus, allod meant simply all property rights. Allodial property was the old Roman absolutum up directum dominium, or absolute and direct dominion. Ownership in one's own right without owing any rent or service to any superior. And so we speak so often that, well, you don't really own your automobile, and you don't really own your property. If you thought you owned your property, go look at your property taxes. Why are you paying taxes? If you owned it, you wouldn't have any taxes or fees to pay. There'd be no conditions. Well, as Hal Anthony teaches on his broadcast, and I encourage you to listen in on Sundays from 2 to 4 here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony, he'll fill your ears and answer your questions about the difference between a fee simple, a fee simple absolute, fee simple's conditional, and an allodial interest in land. You actually become like a little G-Godman or a king on your own land. You become that sovereign citizen, that free man on the soil that we all look towards. What is real estate? Property, when we speak of land as opposed to personal property, such as clothing or jewelry, is usually classified by the terms real property or real estate. This real property or real estate in our society still retains some of those feudal clogs that Blackstone referred to. Real estate in America is still viewed as an entity that can be fractionated or split according to its various utilities. Remember from the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable. Lien is in there, alienate, separable, unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in the Constitution, rightly, from Locke's second treatise, life, liberty, and property. If you can be separated from your land, then you haven't an allod or an allodial interest in the land. If you have fee simple absolute, as in Britain, Blackstone, England, what you have basically is an understanding that the Crown and the Parliament, the Crown, owns everything. And the best you can have, the highest form you could have under English common law, was fee simple, absolute. And then fee simple, and then it just continues to go from there. But when the entire bundle of property rights, the entire bundle of sticks, is owned by one person or legal entity, that type of ownership is called full fee simple or fee simple absolute. And the entire bundle of sticks is referred to as real estate. However, if the person who owns full, feel, simple title to the real estate decides to relinquish a certain use of that real estate to a second party, for example, if the full fee title owner decides to sell an easement for utilities or access, he has in effect sold one of the sticks from the original bundle, and the result is a split estate. Two parties now have legal ownership interest in the same real estate. Which is why you want to resist with all your might anyone coming in and putting utilities across your property and granting them permanent easement status, because you've essentially split your estate. And there's much more that goes into that. And then it brings in this notion of international law. And we started that yesterday with this UC Davis. And again, out of Chapter 39 of Agenda 21. The international legal instruments and mechanisms These are international law treaties, the International Law Commission, and all the ways that we've been dialogued into this consensus of a one world order.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So it's not bad enough that a healthy, happy, productive people, moral in all their daily comings and goings, would have to derail their lives to become vocal local and combat the local misbehaviors and the state misbehaviors, the county and federal misbehaviors, and the international community that seek to turn us into a global collective. And you can find those words. I've shared them right out of Agenda 21. That's the idea. Of course, you can visit with Karl Mordecai Marx and find out about that, too, the abolition of private property. Of course, we visit with Andrew J. Galambos from time to time in his Volitional Science series, and we find that a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property, and that real freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. Of course, there's others that would like to assert controls over your property with or without statutory authority, with or without rulemaking authority, with and without subject matter jurisdiction and all the other legal mumbo-jumbo that we've had to acquire just to defend what should be common and understood by any reasonable person in this country. But even the word reasonable is something that we need to study. Reasonable and reasonableness defined as it is in law. So back into 39 here, right out of Agenda 21, integration, legal instruments, and mechanisms. You think that the farmer's got his work cut out for him trying to figure out what's going on in the country? Wait until he gets his mind wrapped around this concept that we're under this private international law. And that we've got decisions being made for all the inhabitants of the planet Earth by these misbehaviors, as Hal Anthony so accurately identifies them. All right? But here we go. Section 39.2, chapter 39 of 40 chapters in Agenda 21. And then it goes on to the forest principles as an addendum. But the overall objective of the review and the development of international environmental law, the overall objective of the review and development of international environmental law, imagine my interest in reading this when I was reading it first years ago. Sitting down in my little cabin in 2005, reading through Agenda 21, wondering, what the hell? The overall objective of the review and the development of international environmental law should be to evaluate and to promote the efficacy of that law. That's what they're trying to do, is dialogue us into consensus to accept this international environmental law and to promote the integration of environment and development policies through effective international agreements or instruments, taking into account both universal principles, Catholic principles, and the particular and differentiated needs and concerns of all countries. Wait the hell a minute. Who put you over the world, Green Pope? Rothschild? Queen of England? Excuse me. As I've said before, you know, we might have wasted the fat boy and his little brother. Hiroshima and Nagasaki were probably the worst targets. Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, and the city of London. Maybe that would have been a better use for those nuclear devices. Imagine the last 90 years without that influence. Just go ahead and retire the United Nations building in toto. Do a little bit of urban renewal. Anyway, back in further here, to identify specific objectives are, now they don't use the word goal here, but it will be used, but these are specific objectives. You should be surprised that from 1992 forward that many of these have been implemented. To identify and address difficulties which prevent some states, in particular developing countries, from participating in or duly implementing international agreements or instruments. You better get that one again, to identify and address difficulties which prevent some states. That's what we did to Libya. And that's what will happen in your state, too, and they're not afraid to do it. If these people who killed 20 million Ukrainians in the middle of the winter just by shutting off their access to food and water, you think that rural America is safe? You think that Manhattan is safe? You think Boston is safe? Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Birmingham, where do we want to go? Austin, Texas, Dallas, you think you're safe there? To identify and address difficulties which prevent some states, in particular developing countries, from participating in or duly implementing international agreements or instruments, and where appropriate to review and revise them with the purposes of integrating environmental and developmental concerns and laying down a sound basis for the implementation of these agreements or instruments. In other words, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, incrementalism. You're going this way whether you like it or not. We will have world government. Unless you stand up now. Become vocal local right where you are. Block the globalist agenda as it comes into your towns, your cities, your counties, and your states. And do it with all of your might and all of your vigor. As if the continuance of the human race depends upon it, because it may very well. They could give a flying Melinda for you, your life, your wife, your children. They have no regard for human life. Israel's considering a preemptive strike on Iran. It's called, from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. That's the old Shabtai Zvi motto. A little further here, to set priorities for future lawmaking or sustainable development at the global regional or sub-regional level. Now we're down right on top of your village, your town, your county. With a view to enhancing the efficacy of international law. You feel like you have no access to your state constitution? The federal constitution? Still somehow or another believe that your county sheriff is the highest law authority in your county? Is the guy got the big hat and the tall boots and wears the six guns, right? Pearl handles and all? Well, we discovered last evening that the county sheriff seems to be a step and fetch it boy for the county commission. They claim to have, you know, the purse strings on the sheriff. Well, we all know how that works, right? Whoever calls the tune, you know, whoever pays the piper calls the tune. And if your county commission is paying all the bills for your sheriff, do you think that the sheriff is going to be able to stand up against the wants and the dreams and the desires of the county sheriff? I told to my face last evening in a public meeting that when they do the civil asset forfeiture and seizure and they seize a man's house and his lands and his guns and his automobiles and stick him away for methamphetamine production, that all that money, none of that money goes to the county sheriff. It doesn't go to the state patrol. It doesn't go to the multi-jurisdictional task force to help do the bust. Nope, not at all. It just goes to the federal government. I have a hard time believing that. I think I've read just a little bit too much to accept that one straight up. But I'll look into it and see if he's telling me the truth or not. To promote and support the effective participation of all countries concerned, in particular, developing countries in the negotiation, implementation, review, and governance of international agreements or instruments, including appropriate provisions of technical and financial assistance and other available mechanisms for this purpose, as well as the use of different obligations where appropriate. Memorandums of understanding. New laws giving the federal government jurisdiction over all waters in America. The new farm, you know, the rural policing group. The new rural council formed up that has everything from A to Z agency over the counties, over the middle states, over the food basket of the North America. The use of differential obligations. Sal teaches us this idea of making an application. You're going to file an application for a building permit. Well, you just applied all the rules and regulations of those codes and those unelected boards and Soviet councils on yourself. When you make that application, you're going to go in and apply for your unemployment claim. You just applied it all to you. And your signature creates the contract of reliability. To promote through the gradual development of universally and multilaterally negotiated agreements or instruments, international standards for the protection of the environment. Friends, there's no need to make this up. It takes a lot of work, a lot of study to understand what these lexicons, what all these words mean, and how they impact you, and how they impact me, and how they transform the entire planet into this no global collective. But transforming is happening. Give it a little thought. Become vocal, local. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, my friends, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle.